Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.
Good morning, 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Tyler Bachman, glad to have you with us here on this Tuesday morning. There is an event coming up this Saturday. Self-defense for women by women, no men allowed. This will be taking place at the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, 1960 North Henderson Street, right next door to the old Happy Joe's location out on North Henderson Street. And really interesting event. Chance to learn some great skills, have a great time. You'll meet people, and the seminar is being taught by the founder of the True Trained Ready Unafraid system, and the first lady of combat Hapkido, as she is known, Trina Pellegrini. And Trina, nice enough to join us here this morning. Trina, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Appreciate you taking some time. So you'll be in town this week. Now, where are you located? I was hoping it wasn't too early where you were.
No, I'm in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So you're in the same time zone. That's okay.
Yes.
That's helpful then. All right. Well, first off, Trina, let's talk a little bit about you and your background in martial arts. Were you one of those, a lot of people that actually really stick with it, or those that started when they were young and stuck with it up through? Is that the case with you, or did you start later in life?
No, I started when I was 17.
Okay.
And I'm 41 now, so I've been doing it for quite a while.
So I take it you also, based on the level where you were somebody that once you started, you really took it seriously and stayed with it. Because I think that's one of the things in talking with Aaron Duke that a lot of people will start, but it's having that discipline to stay in it, which I know that's part of what it teaches you, but you must have been one of those that had the discipline to really stick with it.
Well, I did, but I had an event that really made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I was attacked while I was at work, and I had only been taking classes for about a month, month and a half,
wow.
And I got away. So for me, I said, oh my gosh, this is great. I got away just doing a couple of simple little things. I've only been taking it for a month, and that just reinforced everything for me. And, well, later I married the instructor, but that's another story.
That's nice to have that in your corner, too. Well, but that also does prove that, you know, somebody says, well, what am I going to learn at a seminar that, you know, if I walk out of here today and something happens, I can use? Well, obviously, you're a prime example that you don't have to have been doing it for 24 years or whatever to be able to protect yourself in some way.
Correct. You can learn a couple of things from a seminar that you can take with you. When I do my seminars, I give women exercises to do at home, things to reinforce what they've learned during my seminar. And it could be that one thing when you're out walking around and somebody attacks you or just makes you feel uncomfortable. You can use that one thing that you learned to get out of a situation.
Yeah, Trina, I suppose you don't necessarily have to be in great physical fitness to do some of these moves, but it probably doesn't hurt to be ready, does it?
It doesn't hurt. We do a little workout before we get started. We are very much into fitness. I have a blog. It's getting ready to go live, and that's one of the things I put on my blog. You know, I'm just like anybody else. I need a little motivation every once in a while. I want to lose 5 pounds. So we try to do a little workout before we get started, again, giving women exercises that are good for their core, that type of stuff that they can do at home, which is also a self-defense move.
Talking with Trina Pellegrini, she's known as the First Lady of Combat Hapkido. She's the founder of True, that's Trained, Ready, Unafraid. She's got a website for True. It's unafraidwomen.org, where you can check that out and a lot of different things you can look at on there. Seminar coming up this Saturday at the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, 1960 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And I suppose, Trina, one of the things that you probably learned early on is, one, obviously you try to avoid conflicts, and but you know, things are going to happen. You're going to get attacked without knowing that, but number one is probably avoiding, but two, really being aware of your surroundings at all times.
Yes, that is one thing that I have a whole conversation with women about. We are the worst, and I follow the Cooper Code, and I teach the women what the Cooper Code is, and we go over all of that, and I tell them, you know, this is where you guys live, because this is how you walk around in your day, absolutely unaware of your surroundings, but this is how I live. And then I give an example of me walking through a parking lot, and everybody sits there, and they nod, and they go, wow, yeah, I don't pay attention when I'm walking. And you absolutely have to, because that's the type of person that an attacker is looking for, someone that's not paying attention.
Well, and I'm guessing in your time in teaching this, you have seen that change probably for the worse with the advent of cell phones and tablets and those type of things.
Correct. Women are notorious for walking through a parking lot with their head down in their phone. They don't have their keys in their hand. They're not paying any attention to where they're going. They get to their car. They stand there. They look at the door for a minute. It drives me nuts.
Hey, what is the, for those of us that really, I've always admired the martial arts, but I get kind of confused in the different names. Tell us a little bit about combat Hapkido. How is that different from Kuksulwan or the other things we hear about?
Well, there's many, many different martial arts. There's Taekwondo, which is more sport. It's kicking and punching. There is traditional Hapkido Kuksulwan. They have forms in them. They do old-fashioned weapons like bow and staff. So my husband created Combat Hapkido, and he took the core elements of Hapkido and incorporated them. He just made them different. So we don't do high kicks. We only do low-level kicks. We use modern weapons, knife, gun, stick, that type of thing. We don't do the old-fashioned weapons. And we really teach people, if you're in a situation, this is how to get out, this is how to get away. We also teach people legalities, because a lot of people don't understand. If you ground and pound somebody, you're going to get in trouble legally. They can sue you. So we try to teach people the legalities of what they're doing as well.
So it's about protecting yourself and not, and I think that's always been some confusion. That's like, oh, well, I'm not going to put my kid in martial arts. They don't need to learn how to beat somebody up. Well, number one, if they have a good instructor and they walk in that day and the instructor asks, why are you here? And they say, well, I want to learn how to beat people up. Well, they're going to send them right back out the door. Right.
Right.
So I think that's you know, kind of a misnomer. People get confused about those type of things.
It is. One of the things that we teach is, as you're learning any martial art, there's no need to fight. You're very confident in yourself. And we always teach the best is to disengage and get away. You know, don't go into a situation. You don't know what the other person is capable of either. So we always teach, you know, try to diffuse the situation, you know, hands up, I'm sorry, you know, just to try and get away. If that doesn't work and you have to do something, you do it within the boundaries of the law and then get away.
Talking with Trina Pellegrini, she's going to be hosting a seminar or teaching a seminar this weekend at the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. It'll be Saturday, September 19th, this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's ladies, women only, self-defense for women, by women, no men are allowed. Now, this Trina, this is open to all those, 13 and up, is that right?
Correct, yes.
And this is a case where you're going to be doing a little bit of physical activity, so you don't want to probably, I assume you don't want to come in high heels, but then again, I suppose, though, that in the real-life situation that maybe you need to learn to do things in whatever clothes you might wear in your everyday life. I don't know.
Well, we do have special classes where we wear high heels and suits and that type of thing, but that's a little more advanced because first we have to get the basics down and do that in flat shoes, wear loose, comfortable clothing, something like you would go to work out in. You don't want anything tight or restrictive. We're very gentle. I have an assistant that's coming with me. Her name is Elizabeth, and she does pressure points. Absolutely wonderful at pressure points. So we're going to go through that type of thing. So something that you're going to work out in, we're going to have fun. I was in Spain with Elizabeth a couple of months ago. We did a seminar in Madrid, and we did have a camera crew there interviewing us. And the one thing they kept saying was, everybody is smiling. Everybody's having a good time. You know, we thought this was going to be, you know, serious and mean and nasty, and but everybody's having fun, and we do. We have a great time while we're learning.
Yeah, you're not teaching people to be Ronda Rousey. You're teaching people to, yeah, I mean, they're getting together, all they're having fun together, and but learning something in the process.
Exactly, yes. No Ronda Rousey stuff.
no arm bars. I would let you demonstrate on Jim if we were going to do that. I didn't want to get involved.
I won't do that to you, Jim.
Yeah, no, I was laughing at the high heels thing because my wife actually, she doesn't wear them much anymore, but last week she wore them for something and I got my foot underneath there, and I thought, well, that's a defense right there. Just stomp that high heel into somebody's foot, and that gets it done.
It does, yes. That's one of the distractions that we teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. I think people may not realize that, Trina, you're probably going to teach some things that are way more simple and effective than somebody might think to help protect yourself or to help get out of a situation.
Yes, that is the... This is why I do women only, because a lot of women think, I could never do this, or I would never go into a martial arts school that has a man in it, you know. So that's why I do women only. And they're amazed by some of the things. They think it's going to be super, super hard. And I show them a couple of little things, and they go, wow, this is easy.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about having physical strength either.
No. We have some tiny, tiny women. I am not. I'm 5'9", so I'm fairly tall for a woman, but we have some teeny tiny little women in the system, and they get out there and wow, you see them and you go, wow, I wouldn't mess with her.
You know, you mentioned you were in Spain. Do you do a lot of travel both domestically and internationally with this?
I do, yes. In fact, I'm going to New Zealand in January.
Wow.
And I have local seminars. I have one in Iowa, I have one in Omaha, one in Joliet, Florida. So it just depends. I'm for hire.
Yeah, well, we're not quite as cool as New Zealand, but we're glad you're coming to Galesburg.
Well, I've never been to Galesburg, so
oh,
I'm super excited.
There you go. All right. Well, Trina Pellegrini joining us. She's the founder of True. It's Trained, Ready, Unafraid, and she'll be the co-instructor at a seminar coming up this Saturday at Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. Trina, talk a little bit about True and putting this together, and it looks like it's kind of all-encompassing. I know with martial arts, you can describe it as a way of life for those that that take it seriously, and even with this True system, it's kind of that way. It's I guess maybe lifestyle is what you're talking about,
right? We have, like I mentioned before, Combat Hapkido, which is a martial arts organization. You have to be a member. There's rank involved. That's what I am. I just got my fourth dan on Saturday. Yay me!
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That is impressive. Very impressive.
So I created True for women that will never join a school. I honestly believe that women need self-defense, absolutely, but women are the least likely to go and take self-defense. So I created True. There's no memberships involved with it. I conduct seminars. I just want women to come and learn some basic skills, even if it's trying to open their eyes to awareness. You know, just be a little more aware. Don't be in your bubble. Women also, unfortunately, say all the time, oh, I don't need that. My boyfriend is with me. My husband is with me. I have a dog. I have a gun. Unfortunately, the only thing that you can ever depend on yourself are your hands and your feet. They're with you all of the time. My husband isn't with me all the time. I can't carry my gun everywhere. I don't have a dog, but so this is why I created True. I wanted women to be able to come to a seminar, learn some self-defense skills to protect themselves, and then hopefully once they say, wow, I can do this, I like this, this is fun, transition over into a regular school to go to classes regularly.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, say, well, I have my husband or boyfriend. Well, there are so many cases where that's the problem, the person you shouldn't be with, and maybe this gives somebody some self-confidence to get out of a situation like that before anything physical ever happens.
Exactly. We do talk about domestic violence, things to look for, and, you know, not to be afraid to get out of a situation. Unfortunately, I grew up and my parents were in that type of situation, so I've seen firsthand the devastation that those things can cause. And I always said to myself, I will never, never be in that situation. And thank God I am not. I have a wonderful husband and a great son that just went off to college. And that's what I want for women. You know, we have enough problems in this world. Let's be happy.
Talking with Trina Pellegrini, she will be instructing at a seminar this Saturday, Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. It's for women only, taught by women, no men allowed. And if you'd like some more information, you can either, the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts has a Facebook page. They've got their website. You can email them info@galesburgmartialarts.com. The fee is $85, and this will go from 10 till 4 coming up this Saturday. Learn some great skills. You're going to have some fun. And that's, like you said, Trina, that's one of the big things. It's not, it's a serious topic, but it's not all serious. It's going to be fun as well while you're learning something.
Absolutely.
All right. Trina, we want to thank you so much for taking time this morning. We appreciate it. And hopefully we'll have a great turnout coming up this Saturday.
I hope so. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Trina. Appreciate it. Trina Pellegrini, First Lady of Combat Hapkido, the founder of True, and she'll be in town this Saturday.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.